A recent increase of COVID-19 cases among SU students is changing how the university responds. The cluster first emerged after some students visited another college and then attended an off-campus party. Vice Chancellor Mike Haney says the university led an education campaign early on.
Everybody should know and understand well and have internalized the set of behaviors appropriate to be here and be together during a global health crisis. So, you know, we will enhance our focus on enforcement of public health guidelines in our off-campus neighborhoods.
Haney adds the university quickly put a wall around the cluster of cases in order to stop the spread of the virus from reaching the rest of the campus community. Students who are caught by campus public safety officers throwing parties in the nearby neighborhood will be referred to a student judicial process. Haney says not a single incident will be tolerated and feels the university has done a great job of trying to stop COVID from spreading.
I think there are many, many folks that did not think Syracuse University would be able to sustain a residential campus experience to this point in the academic semester. And in truth, not only have we sustained a residential experience, but we've been a national example.
Haney points out the cluster appears to be contained. All campus wastewater system tests continue to show no signs of COVID-19. Syracuse University reported 20 new cases Thursday for 65 active cases among students. A New York State mandate requires any higher education institution that has over 100 active cases in a two-week period must transition to online instruction for 2 weeks. Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon says the rule is hard for big schools like Syracuse University.
Again, a problem at a school that size is, do you have 500 cases, right? Even though the rule is 100 over 2 weeks, you know, is it more than what you want? Yeah, but that's not necessarily outbreak.
McMahon adds that the current two-week period ends this Friday and then the number resets. SU would need 35 new COVID-19 cases by then before it was required to shut down. More than 4,000 students have been tested at the stadium in the past few days. All faculty, staff, and students are offered free tests with an SU ID. You just enter through Gate N at the University Stadium. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.